4CF. How you doing?
Dude, how are you?
I just finally decided to slip out of work a little bit early.
What's wrong with that? Kickstart that weekend. How'd it go today?
Fridays are usually the more laid-back day. Upper management stays busy, so that's always good.
No issues on the line or anything like that?
Shoot, wide ass open right now. I'm sorry.
We're wide
open.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. Do you come across issues on the line much, or is that stuff, all that stuff's pretty much automated, isn't it?
Assembly process is all people installing parts, so it's not very automated. Most of the body shop's pretty automated, but yeah, unfortunately, humans, you have mistakes, so.
Do that. I mean, that's how it goes. My brother-in-law, he's a machine and toolist, tool and die maker. There we go. I knew I could find it. So he has to work on the, like, big dies that stamp. Matter of fact, they stamp out a lot of the body panels for BMW, specifically, actually. And so if they get some that, have damage to them or imperfection in it, you know, he works on that kind of stuff and does a lot on that type of line.
I've heard about some of the dies that they use for the body shop. Like, we had one, I can't remember what it was, but it had broke. And they said this thing was huge. I mean, just to move it, you know, they got cranes in these plants and stuff to move these dies around.
Exactly the stuff that he works on. I mean, he can take one of those things, you know, split in half and weld it together and grind it down, polish it, and you'd look at it and you'd never know it was ever broken in half. That's the kind of stuff he does.
It takes some skill to do stuff like that.
He's good with a welder, there's no doubt about that. He's helped me out on some welding projects for us, and we always have fun getting into that. I enjoy welding. I'm nowhere near what he can do, but it's fun. I enjoy it.
Dabbled in. So how was your work day? You do work in trucks, right? I remember that right?
Yep, it went. It was kind of an average day. Nothing too over the top today, which was nice. Sometimes Fridays can really get out of control fast. If you get a couple people, some of their main equipment goes down before the weekend, they get really antsy. But thankfully everything was moving along okay, so we didn't run into any big hiccups. So it was just another kind of average day.
Day over a sucky day.
About that's for sure. I didn't get to check the weather much today, though. Is it supposed to start raining this evening? I say this evening, I'm talking like within the next few hours type of deal, or is that more tomorrow when it starts?
Yeah, I think it was more rolling in like first thing in the morning. I mean, I think we're maybe getting some outer rain bands, but I think most of it's supposed to really start tomorrow after it hits landfall.
Deal. I've got a few little things I'd like to do outside this weekend if possible, but I'm still working on some. I've got an antenna junction box that I want to build and install outside, which I might do all the inside building of the box this weekend and then put it in next weekend or something, but we'll see.
That's one thing about ham radio. You can always have fun playing with antennas.
About that, I still got to build that other one. Mike done got his cut out and wired up and stuff. Matter of fact, I need to give him a shout on the phone, tell him before he leaves to check on some hooks. I forgot to look at those today, but I need to get mine built up, so I might even play with that. We'll see.
Have a fun weekend ahead. A better mobile antenna. I've got the little 19-inch. I just feel like, I don't know if a 5/8 wave would be any better or not.
I'm telling you, I went from one of those to this is a diamond It's one of the 2-meter 440s. I believe it is a 5/8 wave, and I've been super impressed with it. I've probably had half a dozen of these things at one point. I've got them on. I got one on this car, and on our pilot at the house, I got one on that. That's the same intent, and it does really well.
I'm pricing some on Amazon. I almost thought about a Fire Stick, but then it did not have good reviews. And one dude ended up trimming his down to 19 inches. I'm like, well, that'd be a waste of money.
I don't know that I'd go down that road. I'd look at those diamonds, you know, even on HRO, you know, sometimes some of that ham radio stuff, even on Amazon, you can get it cheaper from an actual, like HRO or DX Engineering, just depending on what it is. Sometimes you can get a decent deal on Amazon on them, but I'd look at those guys for one of those, or give them a call and, you know, tell them what you're kind of looking to do, and they'll make a good recommendation. I think the fact that we ended up with these particular antennas right now is just talking with a couple of guys down there. So they're super friendly, especially down there at HRO. I've been with them a good bit, and then just recently I've done a lot with DX Engineering, and getting along with them, they're one of those guys.
I bought a CB long, you know, before I got into ham, and man, nobody talks on that thing, so I'm about to just use that bracket for the 5/8 wave antenna if I can figure out how to either mount one that comes with a PL259 or try to change it over to the, what is it, I think it's an NMO or something like that.
Get them with the regular UHF connections, or you can get them with the NMO. I've got one of those on my truck, and that works good, but you got to, depending on the mount you get, you got to drill a hole in the vehicle or get one of those external mounts. But yeah, there's a bunch of different options for mounts that you can go with. So, and they make the antennas that correspond with each of the mounts as well. So you got plenty of options out there.
I think I just got to settle on one of them, because it's just, you find so many different options. But yeah, I might have to check out ham radio online. The ham radio, whatever. Yeah, you said it. I know what it is, but yeah, I need to check it out.
You're on the HRO. All those guys and their website. I'm not real impressed with their website. Now, DX Engineering has got their act together for a website, and they have a lot of people that participate in the reviews on DX Engineering website. So, if you want something where you kind of get back on reviews, you might be better to look at them.
Yeah, good idea. I've kind of browsed the site, which I bought plenty off of there, but kind of browsed it for the mobile antennas. I just hadn't really settled on one, because I think the NMO seems to be the most popular connection for them, and you see more of those than the UHF connection.
The one NMO right now, I had another one on a magnetic base, and it did fine. I never had any issues out of either one. I guess it's just kind of preference on your mounting capabilities. You know, you're going to have a little bit of a wider base if you want something that's going to mount to the back of, say, like a hatchback or something, if you go with the NMO. So it's going to be application and preference at that point, I guess.
I agree. So you're pretty happy with the 5/8 wave, though, over a old 19-inch antenna?
Had a much better success with transmit in some of the places that I've got, you know, a weak signal in, just with other interference and stuff. But it seems to do a lot better. It is not perfect, but it does a lot better. So, yeah, I can get out a little bit further with those.
Lit a fire for me. I think I have to find me one and go and throw it on the back of the truck.
Those mounts, too, that I've seen, and they seem to do it more for the trucks, the ones where you can mount it underneath your hood, it's got a bracket that, you know, comes up from where your hood meets your fender and slides out there, and you can mount it right there. you know, if you wanted to kind of keep it out of the, I don't know what kind of bracket you're looking at to do otherwise, but that might be an option for a little space savings opportunity.
Something like that from my CB radio Fire Stick. It uses one of the tie down mounts, and it goes inside there, and then it overhangs either on the outside of the bed or the inside of the bed. So I've actually thought about using that bracket again. I just don't know how well it'll perform if it hangs over the outside of the bed and not really over the center to give it a good ground plane on it. I don't know.
It's touching metal where it mounts, that'd be a big key, because see, I have a mount that I've got my antenna on the back of our Honda Pilot, you know, an SUV. It's on the back hatch, and so the mount is, you know, it's not horizontal like you would normally have it. It's actually vertical, and then my antenna's just sitting next to it, if you will. You know, if you're just looking at it, it's just kind of like sitting next to the mount. But, you know, as long as it's making a good connection, it'll provide what it needs, because those aren't real picky on that.
That definitely makes me feel a little better about just using my current mount, because I ain't said nothing's going on in the CB, so I'm thinking about just going ahead and taking it out of the truck and quit wasting space on it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, that's how I've done a lot of my stuff, just trial and error, you know, just try it out, see what happens.
I like that. I think I'm going to just need to go ahead and pull the trigger on it and be done with it.
Tender right now on top of the roof.
Top of the roof, and it's not even a diamond or anything. I think it's maybe a Nagoya or something like that. I bought the first thing I found on Amazon that was attached to the truck, and I was running it off my Baofeng, and then I'm like, okay, this ain't working, so I moved the actual Yaesu FTM-400 in the truck.
400.
I mean, the APRS is pretty nice. I mean, not a lot of people use it, but, you know, my wife can watch me go to work, and she enjoys that. That way she got a little peace of mind. But the screen I've got mounted on top of the dash, and I like that fact that they're separate like that.
Just about the APRS on that, none of my radios have the APRS built in, but I got a TNC TNC device that I use, and just pour it in that way and do it through my cell phone and stuff. But I'm still relatively new to that, but I've been enjoying kind of learning some of that.
Yeah, I've been playing around with it for a little while. I used the app, the APRS Droid. It's a pretty good app, but I actually set up my home station, so most of the time during the day, if I'm not on it, I'll use it as a digipeater. So I've got a TNC, the mobile link, and it actually works pretty good, just Bluetooth to my laptop.
I'm using the mobile link as well. I got that 3. I haven't had it, but for a few months now, I've been playing with it, and mainly just using it with the phone and the tablet, trying it out on the APRS Droid and then the APRS FI on iOS, and trying to figure all that out, and that's been fun. I have not set it up as a digipeater yet. I need to dive off into looking into that. What are you using? So you just have it Bluetooth to your laptop, and you're using your laptop to do that?
What I do right now is the TNC's communicating with the APRS ISE32 app, whatever it is that I run on my laptop, and then I bought a special cable that hooks from the 4-pin, 3.5 mil phone jack on the mobile link to my radio, and it splits off, and it's got a speaker connection, and then it plugs into the front, a little RJ4, whatever it is, on the front of the FTM-7250, I believe it is, and it works out really well.
man, that's fantastic. Yeah, I got to jump back into that. I was setting up a Raspberry Pi on some stuff, and I was running into an issue with the GPS on it, so I'm trying to work through that. But once I get that straightened out, I'll have to dive back off full-blown into that APRS stuff and figure it out again. But I might pick your brain on that when I get back to that point. I've successfully made it home, and in the same sentence, I still have work calling me. So I left work, but not really. So let me hop out of here, see if I can see what they need some help with, and we'll go from there. But hopefully I'll catch you over the weekend at some point. If not, maybe Monday morning we can reconvene. So have a good one. 7-3s to you, and stay safe traveling home. KK4POT.
All right, Tim, you have a good one. 7-3s to you. KO4CF. I'll be clear.